Collins and Mack, Lubbock's First News. Good morning. Nice on the outside. Nice cool morning. And the day is going to be relatively cool, too. Now, it's going to heat up a little bit tomorrow. But, man, I mean, all day yesterday. Oh, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Life was good.
I wouldn't know. I was inside Covenant Hospital all day.
Waiting. Playing the waiting game.
Waiting. The staff was super nice, though.
Yeah, Laura was sitting there saying, what about these VA people? I mean, we got to wait, too.
Yeah. I have had to wait to get an appointment with a doctor for the first time. I've waited a couple of months for a doctor appointment. So it's not unheard of.
Well, if you try and get into somebody who's a specialist or something and, you know, you're not in a life-threatening situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you asked me that earlier, but, yeah, my endocrinologist,
mm-hmm.
Jose Becerro, man, guy's in high demand.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of like the pump doctor.
Did you have to wait for a bit?
Yeah, a couple of months before I got in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was worth the wait.
And that happens. But if someone's in a life-threatening situation, that's kind of bad.
Well, yeah.
If you have to wait that long. Yeah.
But, I mean, well, diabetes is life-threatening, but it's not like you're going to die tomorrow. You know, you got to be... Once you know that you're diagnosed, you got to get your head out,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Take care of yourself.
Okay, it's 23 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we got some activities... And some of the summer activities are provided by the Bridge of Lubbock. Introduce our guest.
This is Ashley Watson with Bridge of Lubbock. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you guys have, because right now, parents are really realizing school is out. The kids are home with me all day long. I need something for them to do. What do you guys have?
Yes, the Bridge of Lubbock is offering a free summer camp for 1st through 12th graders. This is the first year that we're going to be extending it to our 1st through 5th grade. For the past 8 years, we've done 6th through 12th grade. And so this will be our first year being able to implement our 1st through 5th grade and kind of give them a place to be outside of home. And we're only doing it for 2 weeks. So this is kind of like our little trial run to see if parents can stand their little ones outside all day. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. Are you still offering the 6th through 12th grade as well? Or?
Yes. The way that we're going to do it is the last 2 weeks of June, starting next Monday, we'll do our 1st through 5th grade. And starting July 7th, we'll do our 6th through 12th graders.
And is that one free as well?
Yes, both of them are free. Largely donated by Beanbow Homes. They've helped us get a kickstart for our summer camp and some other donors.
Way to go, Ron.
Yeah, go Ron and Holly. Woo woo. and so we're very grateful for their generous donation.
So tell me about some of the activities you'll have for 1st through 5th graders.
They're going to be going to Legacy Play Village. They'll be able to tour KOBK and also going to Body Works, going swimming and going skating. And we're feeding them breakfast, lunch, and a snack. And we are a faith-based nonprofit, so they'll get a whole lot of Jesus.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be bored.
Oh, no, not at all. They're going to be crying, talking about, I don't want to go home. Uh-huh. But I'm sending them right on to their mamas and grannies.
And you know where to find them, right?
Yes, I sure do. Yes.
What kind of activities do you offer for your older kids, 6 through 12?
It's kind of like the same thing, very interactive. They'll go swimming, bowling, skating. Hopefully we can get some martial arts in there and some type of other physical activities. They love to play sports, so we'll have basketball, football, volleyball, hopefully a couple of lessons of cheer, and they'll have breakfast and lunch and a snack as well. And a whole lot of devotionals, life skills. We want our youth, because we actually focus in East Lubbock. So we really want our youth to be able to learn more about leadership and financial literacy, and there's life past high school. So they'll be getting a whole lot of that as well.
Very good.
Hey, Laura, got a call. Wants to talk to Ashley. HR, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. What's up?
I was just trying to see what type of supervision you're going to have over there. Is it going to be quite a few adults, or how is that going to happen?
Yes, we have actually 4 hired counselors and as well as 2 people in staff at the Bridge. And we're actually looking for volunteers right now to kind of help us with the crowd control and things like that. Right now I have 2 signed up, so we're waiting to get more word. And we're always, parents are always welcome to ride along with us as well.
Okay, my last thought is, will there be a background check for that, or how do y'all do that? And I'll hang up here.
Yes, all of our counselors are background checked. Our volunteers, if they want to stay all week long, they will have background checks for sure.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's on the up and up. HR just, you know, he's always kind of thinking it all the way through, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
You know, he's an okay guy.
Yeah, our kids are precious, so we do take their security very seriously.
So it's open to anyone who comes, who shows up, or do you have to meet a certain criteria? Or
The camp is free, and we target actually at-risk youth in East Lubbock. That's where our target is.
Uh-huh.
And we do pick up, provide transportation from Alderson, Irvin, Dunbar, and the Old Parkway. I know it's shut down, but we'll still, like, have parents can drop kids off right there.
But anybody can come, right?
Okay. Right. Anybody can come, but we're going to be focusing on East Lubbock.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a cap, a number of people that you can handle?
Yes. For the first to fifth grade, we're looking at enrolling 60, and our 6th to 12th graders, we're looking at 90.
Do they need to pre-register? Or?
Yes, there is a registration, just basic financial information and basic medical information for the kiddos.
Okay.
Okay,
and how do you access that?
They have to come to the Bridge of Lubbock anytime this week from 9 to 4, and you'll get registration papers and turn them back in to us, and we'll call you Friday, and we'll get going Monday.
All right. And where is the Bridge of Lubbock?
The Bridge of Lubbock is at 1301 East Redbud Avenue, which is right off of 13th and Martin Luther King.
All right. Sounds like a fantastic ministry that you guys are doing to reach out to these kiddos. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Ashley, for being here at Bridge of Lubbock Summer Camp. It's 7:28. Good morning.